All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. As everybody knows, in March, March 26th, the United States national team will take on Chile right here in Houston at BBVA Compass Stadium on the east side of downtown. Tickets available at ussoccer.com, or you can call the BBVA Compass box office at 713-547-3000. You know this guy from Major League Soccer, play with FC Dallas and LAFC, Walker Zimmerman, center back for the United States national team, joining us now. Walker, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, let's first talk about your goal against Panama. I want to get right to that because I love the celebration. What was the intention there after you scored that goal and kind of that look you had? Because there was something emphatic about that.
Right. Well, I often get pretty crazy after I score goals, kind of black out, don't really know what happens. But that particular celebration is kind of an inside joke that we can make public a little bit. So Christian Roldan and I had been having a conversation in camp, and there was a bet on the table for who could have the most header goals in the 2019 season. And so that was actually a tally mark to mark the first goal of the rivalry. but he went on to say that the national team goals do not count. So if there is a header goal later in the year in MLS, I will probably be using that celebration to mark the tally.
So wait, were the rules changing as this goes by?
Yeah, I think he got scared with how quickly I got on the board. So I think I gave him that one as a charity plus one. I'll take it off the board. So it's going to be just the MLS season, I think, for that particular bet.
Is there anything better for a center back to score in a game?
Absolutely not. That's as good as it gets for any position. I mean, scoring a goal is definitely a unique feeling that is definitely the highlight of any game.
He's Walker Zimmerman, LAFC, FC Dallas. We know him in Houston from his time there as well. He's joining us now, the United States national team in town to take on Chile. Get your tickets for that at ussoccer.com because we want to fill the stadium here in Houston, not only to support what is a very interesting, I think, young national team, but also for the World Cup 2026 bid and being a host city here in Houston. You know, I always hear people complaining about, you know, oh, there's nothing to talk about the national team. And I'm sitting here looking at young guys like Walker Zimmerman, Tyler Adams, all these young guys getting opportunity. I actually think it's a very, very interesting time right now for the national team, maybe more so than in recent times.
You know, I actually have to agree with you on that. There is a level of you know, new players that have come into the system. It's changing, obviously, with the new coach and Greg Berhalter and his staff. Kind of a different style of play being enforced. But I think it's a good chance for people to check out the newer faces, like myself, Tyler Adams, as you mentioned. A lot of these young guys who are starting to get opportunities. And I think the fans should also know how passionate we are to make sure that we put on a good performance and really try and put on a put something on the field that people are proud of. And so we hope that people can watch us and be inspired. And that's certainly our goal every time we step on the pitch.
Yeah, there's a lot in that response there. And you know, look, all of you are trying to establish yourself to a manager. I don't think there's any question about that. First and foremost, you got to establish yourself, make the team and be a part of a manager's plans. But on the other hand, do all of you feel kind of that sense that you just alluded to that, hey, look, you know, we got to begin to take control of our national team as a younger, newer set of guys coming in now?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. You know, we want to inspire. We want to put a product out there that people are proud of because that's what's going to get people watching and rooting and supporting us. And so we accept that responsibility. And we certainly try in training just to better ourselves that when these moments come, we can perform against a team like Chile in Houston. If we get those results and put out a good product, then it's only going to grow our support, and it's going to be better for our national team as a whole.
Walker, what does it mean to you when you put your, you know, the first time you put the U.S. jersey on and you picked up that first cap and that first appearance? I mean, that's a dream that is carried all over soccer fields around the country. Every young kid growing up wants to put on a U.S. mm-hmm. jersey for the most part one day. What did it mean to you?
For sure. And it's funny because you always have this checklist in your head of goals and dreams. And so obviously I think my first one was, you know, playing collegiate soccer. And then from there it's, I want to be a professional. And then from there it's like, I want to be a starter. And then I want to make the national team, get my first cap, score my first goal. So it's constantly evolving these checklists. And that first cap was definitely a big one. One of the biggest milestones I've had in my career. And fortunately for me, it was in Chattanooga. I had my family from Atlanta was able to drive up and watch the game, and we had a 1-0 result against Jamaica, and really the whole thing was very special, and I'll certainly remember that first cap for a really long time.
Speaking of Atlanta and you being born there, are you surprised with what's going on with Atlanta United? I sometimes feel like people don't realize that Atlanta does have professional soccer history. I mean, look, I don't think anybody knew it was going to blow up like this. But you know, Atlanta's history in professional soccer and the youth game, et cetera, et cetera, has been there. It's not like soccer just dropped down out of the out of the heavens the last 2 years for Atlanta United.
Right. I would be surprised if anyone maybe outside of the Atlanta front office expected it to take off as well as it did. I certainly thought they could be successful. You know, there's obviously a thriving youth soccer environment there. But in terms of, you know, getting 70,000 out to a match at the Benz, I mean, that's pretty incredible. And so to be from Atlanta and to know that they have that kind of support, it's encouraging because people are starting to really pay attention. They obviously won an MLS Cup, bringing a trophy to Atlanta, the ever-elusive sports trophy in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And it's been a really good start for them, and I'm glad they can have some momentum from being successful in their first couple seasons.
He's Walker Zimmerman. We're looking forward to seeing him in the U.S. men's national team here in Houston. That'll be March 26th, BBVA Compass Stadium, to take on Chile, which is a really formidable opponent. That's going to be a really good test. You can get your tickets at ussoccer.com. Come out and see some of the young rising stars of the national team, like Walker. Speaking of Atlanta, I mean, you were in a pretty amazing environment yourself with LAFC this year in Major League Soccer. Speak to that a little bit.
Well, you're right. LAFC is definitely going about things the right way. What they have created in such a short period of time, and all the attention to detail that goes on at this club is really special. I remember walking into, you know, the stadium as it's being constructed and kind of being told about, you know, the north end and the 3252 and how things would look. And then when we had our first home game and seeing all of that put together and all of the work of all the ticket sales and front office and getting everyone to the game, I mean, what we've created in LA is truly one of a kind. Our supporters are so passionate. They're into every game, you know, home and away. And then I think just in terms of taking care of players, they've done a really, really good job of making sure that we have nothing to worry about except becoming the best athletes we can be and focusing on our performances in LA.
I would imagine players in Major League Soccer like yourself love the fact that the Atlantas are coming in, the LAFCs are coming in and really raising the bar.
For sure, because, you know, we want our league to be respected and known as one of the better leagues in the world. And you're not going to do that unless you have clubs like Atlanta, like L.A., drawing out full stadiums, putting a good product out in the field, and really engaging with their supporters. And so I think those two clubs are great examples of how this league is growing and how this league is becoming more respected around the world.
He's Walker Zimmerman. Former FC Dallas, now at LAFC, wonderful center back. USsoccer.com is where you get your tickets for the U.S. against Chile, and that game is on March 26th. Very much looking forward to seeing that one. All right, so you've had two games in a row now pairing with Aaron Long. Talk about the pairing, because as we all know, center backs have to play as one, and you guys may have differing qualities. How does that mesh, and how do you enjoy playing alongside Aaron?
Well, it's been very good. We've now had three consecutive national team games together, dating back to last November against Italy, where unfortunately suffered a late goal and stoppage time to lose that 1-0. And then we got two shutouts in January. And so the pairing's been good. You know, we've actually become pretty good friends off the field as well, which only helps. And it only helps with your communication and your trust and your understanding of the other person. And I think Aaron is an athletic center back. In Greg's system that he's implemented so far, Aaron's played very central, and we're building out oftentimes with three, and I've been tilted to the right side a little bit. And so we're both understanding and learning this new system together. And I think so far it's been very good, very organized, very committed, and I think we're both guys that are winners, and we just want to win. And so knowing that you have a guy next to you who's willing to sacrifice, you know, everything he has for the team, I think it's been really good for both of us.
I would say you got a great core of center backs with the national team. I got to think the competition is going to be very intense with John Brooks, with Matt Miazga, and a number of other center backs. You know, that you got to relish that, don't you? And you got to separate yourself, right?
Definitely. You know, we're fortunate to have some really young and talented center backs coming up, like you mentioned, and that's only gonna help us in the long run. Anytime you have competition in a position, and you know, we're starting to have a lot of depth in a lot of positions on the field, but certainly center back, it's an important position, certainly a leadership role there, and all the guys that you mentioned are definitely gonna have to come in and compete, and it's only gonna help us get better individually and collectively.
Walker, in the world's game, are there any center backs that you kind of look at and take pieces of their game and maybe model your game after?
I think there's different parts of different center backs' games that I look up to, and obviously watching the best teams in the world, you look at a guy like PK and his ability to make plays and the way he can one-on-one defend for a big guy, a tall guy, and willing to commit to his decisions. He's very decisive. And then on the attacking end, I love watching Sergio Ramos on his set pieces and his prowess for scoring goals, because I certainly love that part of the game. And so it's fun to watch a center back be so dangerous in the box on set pieces.
Is there anything specifically that Greg Berhalter, the U.S. manager, is kind of telling you that he wants to see out of you in that position? You know, it could be in any facet of the game. It could be building the attack. It could be your positional play. Anything specific that he's really kind of taking you through that might be different than what you get from Bob Bradley at LAFC?
Yeah, I think fortunately for me, I think the way we play at LAFC is a possession-based club, trying to oftentimes build out of the back and have the ball at the feet of our center backs. It's been good for me to have a year under my belt with Bob prior to going into camp with Greg. The similarity is definitely the ability to break lines as a center back and to hit firm passes on the ground that can immediately take away four or five defenders at one time. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big focus for certainly January camp, also at LAFC. And I would say the other thing is just the composure of building out of the back. I think it's definitely something that Greg has utilized in his time with Columbus. And so it's just getting deep, on, especially on goal kicks, having the composure to be pressured and knowing that a turnover could lead to a goal, but staying calm and trusting in the system to build out break lines, and all of a sudden we can have a chance on the attacking end just coming from a goal kick if we can do all those things.
Hey, we're really happy to have Walker Zimmerman on the show tonight here. Again, we remind you that the United States men's national team in Houston, March 26th, they will take on Chile. USsoccer.com for your tickets, or go to BBVA Compass. The box office, you can call it 713-547-3000. We want to get a big crowd in there for the U.S. men's national team coming down here. Describe the way you play the game as a center back. In other words, the Houston Dynamo got a new center back, Kiki Struna, who's played in the Italian Serie A. He describes himself as a very aggressive center back. And prior to getting on this call with you, I'm watching him out in Arizona in a preseason game. And he's not afraid to jump very deep into midfield and actually break out of that line of four to go challenge people into midfield, which there is a bit of an element of risk with that. What kind of center back are you, Walker?
Well, I think certainly athleticism is one of the first things that comes to mind. And a prowess for aerial challenges has always been a major strength. Being able to deal with the physical fours to hold up number nines, those are definitely some of my strengths. And then certainly as a passer, there's, you know, other than scoring goals, I think the other big thrill I get is making a pass that immediately breaks four or five defenders and starts a attacking sequence for our team. And so I've really worked a lot in the past year of getting the ball, quickly making a decision, and breaking lines with a pass. And like I said, it's thrilling, and you feel like you're actually playing a major role in the attack when you can do those things.
Walker Zimmerman joining us. A couple more questions for him, and then we're going to let him get on his way, but we really appreciate him coming on the show here today. How about a little bit more on Greg Berhalter? Because, you know, obviously U.S. fans are pretty excited about the change in management here now and the focus that has finally come with naming a manager. What is it you like about Greg, and what are some of the demands maybe he's beginning to put on you guys?
Well, I like his attention to detail. I think he's very, very particular about his tactics, the system that he wants to implement. And I'm sure that there will be adaptations to that particular formation and to those tactics. But this January was focusing on buying into that system. And so a lot of times he was just on the whiteboard with the magnets there and just showing us exactly what he wanted. And then we'd go out on the field and we'd replicate it. We'd go to the video room, we'd watch the exact sequences over and over. And so this attention to detail and this repetition definitely ingrained in us how we were going to play. And as a player, you need to have a plan for each and every game. And so I thought he did a very good job of preparing us. And so that's the coach's job, is we're going to be the players. We're going to go out there, play, compete, but we're going to do so with the plan that the coaches give. And I think he did a really good job at that. And just developing the team spirit, team bonding, and the way that he related to us off the field, whether it's at team dinners, the way him and his staff just interacted with the players, really made us feel comfortable, got to know us as people, and it definitely did go a long way in terms of really creating a team feel after a month together.
What else is it that you think players want out of managers?
Well, I think definitely the plan, as I mentioned. I think you want someone who can inspire you, because you can get caught up in playing a game every Saturday and showing up and doing the same things over and over. And to prevent that from being monotonous, you need someone who can inspire, who can lead, especially through adversity. And so U.S. Soccer just put out a Behind the Crest video, and it took you into the halftime speech that he gave against Costa Rica, where we didn't have the best first half, and he challenged us to be better and inspired us in that talk. And certainly we came out in the second half and had a better performance, got the result. But those are the moments that you have to have a pulse for as a manager, and how you relate to your team. When is it the time to address them calmly? When is the time to try and get someone fired up individually in front of the group? All these things they take a very keen attention to detail. And I think that's one of Greg's specialties, and he impressed me with that in January.
On the lighter side, Walker, what do you like to do on a typical day off or with your free time?
I love competing all the time. So I'm a big fan of card games, board games, any type of competition, really. I love to play golf. Very avid golfer when I get the chance, but it's definitely hard to during the season. But yeah, I love watching all sports, watching LeBron James, Tiger Woods, two of my favorite athletes. I would say all those things. Anything that has to do with competition and sports is usually something that's going to be right up my alley.
Including a heading competition with Christian Roldan, right? So, I mean, why would I not put my money on you?
Yeah, I'm asking myself the same thing. I can't believe he was the one who approached me with the bet as well. I think that tells you something about his confidence. So please stay tuned, and I'm sure you'll be updated throughout the season via social media on how that's going.
Yeah, I'm definitely tracking that, and we're going to have you back on. If he takes the lead, I'm going to have you back on right away.
I'm going to get really worried, for sure.
Listen, Walker, tremendous interview. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you down here in Houston, Texas, when you guys take on Chile. I really appreciate your time, and I think our listeners will have really enjoyed this interview here tonight.
Thank you for having me on. Can't wait to see you in Houston.
All right, that's Walker Zimmerman, LAFC, United States Men's National Team. Again, tickets for the March 26th game, ussoccer.com. You can get them there, or you can go to BBVA Compass Stadium box office, 713-547-3000. We'll take a break. More to come.